and you are listening to the Texas Standard. I'm pretty sure, well, it's likely that at some point in your life you've had to do some work with a Texas Instrument calculator. It's their best known product, but the North Texas-based company also makes computer chips. Now, Texas Instruments says it will close two of its facilities around the Dallas area. Is that a sign of trouble ahead? Well, don't do the math on it just yet. Melissa Repko is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News, and she's joining us to help me with these additions and subtractions. Melissa, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just say it, that normally when a company says they're going to close some facilities, it's not a good sign.
Yes, that's fair to say. And in this case, it's a little bit different and more complicated. So actually, this was announced on Wednesday in Texas Instruments' earnings call. They disclosed they're closing these two factories in Dallas and Sherman. But actually, it reflects more of a shift in the way they manufacture more than shrinking demand.
I see. Yes, because their revenues are good.
Yes, exactly. It's more of a cost efficiency matter. So they're basically changing the size of the wafers they produce. And the wafers are kind of, most simply explained, almost like a waffle, like a circular waffle.
Well, wafer does sound like a waffle. It sounds delicious, but it's like a those green things that have the circuits on them?
Exactly. And if you picture it like that waffle, then almost like the nooks and crannies end up being cut out. And in that case, they become chips that power things like smartphones and cars and industrial machinery.
I see. And one of the things that I find fascinating is that the two facilities that are going to be closed are so old, 50 years old. So what's going to happen to these buildings? What's going to happen to the people? What's going on?
It's unclear what will happen to the buildings themselves, but yes, they are old buildings, but they each have about 500 employees. So that's a sizable number of people to shift to either other factories or potentially get severance packages. At this point, TI won't say how many people will lose their jobs, but it did say it would try to transfer them to other Dallas area facilities.
And one of the things, you know, so maybe that's the subtraction part of it, the two facilities that are closing down. It's not immediate also, right? It's not just something that is going to happen overnight.
It'll happen between 2023 and 2025. And they said it will kind of be a gradual transition to shut them down.
Okay. Well, now to the addition part. I think oftentimes when we hear about a brand that is so beloved, a brand that everyone in the at least one time in your life, you have held one of those calculators. So you know Texas Instruments, the name. But in a way, when you hear about the shutdowns, you think, oh, are they shrinking? But they're actually going to grow a little. What's happening?
Yes. So they're actually planning to open a new factory in the Richardson area. They haven't yet finished that out, but they are in the process of building that building. And when they finish that, it will make those larger wafers that we talked about, 300 millimeter rather than 150. So you can imagine if it's a bigger waffle or wafer, it makes more chips more efficiently. So they are actually growing and building this new factory, even as they close these other two.
You know, if they are adding a new building and they are just, you know, going to build bigger waffles or wafers, why could they just not use the other two facilities? I mean, they exist already. Why go to a brand new? Couldn't they retrofit those facilities?
That's a good question. In Texas Instruments' earnings call, they said it just didn't make sense when they did the numbers to convert that building. Sometimes in certain companies' cases, it just makes sense to start from the ground up. And in the case of the Richardson facility they're building, it's actually on existing Texas Instruments property. So they will have to outfit it, but it's not, they didn't have to acquire the land. So they probably looked at the numbers and decided it was just maybe quicker and cheaper to put in brand new tools.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Now, what happens to the calculators? Now everybody has a calculator on their phone.
Yes. You know, the calculators are really, while people think of them as, you know, Texas Instruments brand, really the more important and impactful part of what TI does now is powering all the things in a way that we can't see. So all of those features we're getting in our phones and all of the industrial machinery and factories around the world that are making things that we end up buying on Amazon or in the store, a lot of them are powered by these chips that add extra tools. They have a very varied catalog of all different kinds of chips. And so that's the more powerful way that they touch our lives, but we can't see it quite like we did with the calculator.
Okay, and when all is said and done, what is the final result? All these additions and subtractions, is this a good move for Texas Instruments?
We will see, but so far, investors and analysts seemed very happy from the reaction to the earnings call. So they generally seem to think that the shift to larger wafers makes sense and is a more efficient strategy. So, but we'll find out over time.
Melissa Rupko is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News, and we will link to her story on texasstandard.org. Hey, Melissa, thank you so much.
Thank you.